Now, the brain then sitting here, we call this the crown. All great initiates understand the importance of a great jewel that sits in the middle of the forehead. It's not there to adorn the face. It is there to recognize the power of this brain in putting forth a Christ-like consciousness. When we crown a king, we place a crown of golden jewels. If we crown that which is termed an athlete or a peacemaker, we crown their head with laurel wreath. This then is the crowning center. This is the most important center. All royalty recognizes the importance of this organ. In this picture that Master Gerola has so kindly drawn, we have sort of cut it off here about the shoulder, because this is a lot about other things you will learn at other times, but we presume that these arrows are going all the way down the spine and connecting up with the sympathetic and the central nervous system, both nervous systems, meaning then that the nervous system's connected to all group cells, that all cells get to communicate via, through each other, and through that which is termed the central nervous system, and bringing all of its data and information all the way up to the brain to be evaluated, and the brain sending all of its information back down through the same freeway, communicating with the same set of cells. So that is what we mean when we are talking about these arrows moving. This yellow part up here is called the new brain. The new brain, as it were, is a recent invention. It helped to establish that which is termed once and for all Homo erectus as Cro-Magnon. Before Cro-Magnon, in the time of Homo erectus, we had a brain that looked very much different. This part of the brain here was forced up to the skull, or rather the skull was laid over it. We had none of this new area here, but we had all of this area here. So if you go to a museum and look at an artifact of an ancient skull, you will see a humanoid feature that has a large, short brow with protruded brow here and a sunken-in eye here, very close to the brain, large, short nose, airwaves coming in, and a large mouth and a large jaw with a very small brain. That would put this section of the brain directly under the skull. But when we had a little encounter with an advanced civilization who came in, and they in turn then co-bred with this primitive creature, then they gave to this creature an acceleration in evolution by giving them the new brain, but without the ability to use that new brain. So Cro-Magnon was endowed with more brain mass, the yellow mass, but with not the knowledge on how to use that mass. In fact, the brain became divided. It had a left and right hemisphere that was connected by that which is termed a thick trunk line called the corpus callosum, the ability for the left brain to communicate with the right brain, not giving that which is termed the effect of unity. That cleavage was created intentionally to keep those, the gods, who had inbred with primitive man and woman and their offspring, to keep their offspring, though physically beautiful, mute in their intelligence, their inability, as it were, to rise up against them. We would have called this in ancient time a house divided against itself. How many of you have had problems between your intellect and your heart, as you have termed it? So be it. You know, there are think tanks in the world, as they are called, that their whole job all their life is to get together and think of ways to psychologically keep people at odds with one another. So the yellow area then gave you this big head, and it gave you this nice forehead, it gave you this beautiful curvature, it gave the face a greater proportion, so it allowed some of the features to settle down and become not so dominant, and we had this large brain and we could put a lot more hair on it. So it became, as it were, a much more attractive feature. Although still today, most never use this. It's still only there to hold up their hair and to give proportion to their face. This large area then can be called the neocortexes. The neocortexes extend from the frontal lobe down slightly over the crown of the head. This area right here, and I want you to put an X on it, you're not going to learn everything about the brain today. You're going to learn enough for you to understand how you create reality. There will come a day that you will have extensive training in this organism. But this little X, take your thumbs, put them right in here, where your nose indents, right under your eye. Put it right up under your hairline and then over. This area is called the seat of heaven. It's called the quiet area by science because they don't know what goes on there. But this area here, the frontal lobe, is the magic place because in this place is where the brain puts all of its models. This morning, you were concentrating on your card. And when it came time to remember your card, how many of you remembered it? What is the anatomy of your remembrance? What constituted that? What does that mean, you remembered it? Well, you can say, the image of my card came into my head. How does that sound? But where did you see that image? Where did you feel that it was? Show me. Right here. So what the brain does, it has a workshop. It works from here to here to here. All up in here. It is chemically putting together your card. And when it does, the model appears right here. So you see your card right here. And with your ability to hold that information right here for a willful period of time is what allows that to be tossed into this, that allows that to start molding around it and allows the bands to move analogical. How many of you understand? There's more. This yellow area, called the neocortexes, and we call this the frontal lobe. We call this heaven. We call it the golden throne. It is the most important part in the brain because whatever makes it to this point becomes law. Whatever you keep on your mind sitting right here becomes your life, be it good or bad, be it success, be it failure, be it happiness, be it unhappiness. Whatever makes it here succeeds. Now, I want you to take your pen and I want you to draw a star right here, right up above the bridge of your nose, right in the center of where your eyebrows would be, slightly above it. I want you to draw a blue star there. And if you can't do it, have your neighbor do it and you do it to them. Let's do it now. Now I want you to fill in the star. Make it solid. Yes, this is a dirty process. This is a tattoo, temporarily. Now, if you want to, you can turn around and start looking at each other. I give you permission to do that because I know you want to. You may begin. Turn around. You can look at each other's stars.